Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. This is Lilydale Radio, and I'm your host, Willa White, registered medium here at Lilydale. Glad to have you here with us this Wednesday morning. And this is an opportunity for you to come and chat with me and my radio guests about spiritual development, mediumship, faith, and family. And it's an opportunity, if you wish, to join in the discussion on air. You can do that via Facebook Live, because I do have this on my Facebook page. If you look up Willa White Medium, you can like and follow and share and all that good stuff. So if you want to know what's going on with Willa White and what's going on with Wednesdays with Willa. And this, I believe, is also going to be broadcast through the Lilydale Assembly Facebook page as well. If you're wanting to find me in other ways, you can look at my website, which is willawhite.com. So today we're going to be talking about angels. Oh, and I have my special guest who I will introduce, but I can't forget. There is a call-in number. The call-in number is 818-739-8818. 818-739-8818. And since we're going to be talking about angels today, that's our topic. If you have had a personal experience with an angel, have experienced spirit communication possibly because of this, I would be very interested in your story, and I hope that you would call in. You can talk about it with us. You can call in and share your positive comments, your questions about angels. It's a favorite topic of many of us. And I am so thrilled to have on my show today Reverend Sherry Lee Calkins. She is also known as the Angel Lady. So she is one of my first teachers about angels here in Lilydale through a development circle. And actually, I think it was Judith Rochester's circle that you were a guest presenter on, and you were talking about angels. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget the stories that she shared that day. So thank you for doing on the show today, Sherry Lee.
Well, it's an honor to be here. Thank you.
I know everybody's going to really enjoy the things that Sherry Lee has to offer us today. Over 30 years, you've been known as the Angel Lady, and you have offered many workshops on angels and talked about their presence in personal readings and things like that. Mm-hmm. So how about you share a bit about angels today?
Oh, I'd be happy to share about angels today. I really would. So what would you like to know?
Well, how about you start with, what is an angel?
An angel is divine energy that is attached. The guardian angel is attached to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You will, I understand, pass eternity with the same guardian angel. No matter where you are,
mm-hmm.
on this side of life or the next, there is your BBB, your very bestest buddy. They love us.
Yes,
they are
indeed.
Total love,
mm.
and they let us play, and they play with us. I suggest to you sometimes they're like Abbott and Costello with the kind of little jokes they play on us,
mm-hmm.
but it's to put us in a good mood.
Right.
Yes, it is,
yeah.
And sometimes you don't get it for a while, but they live where there is eternity, where everything is now. So if it takes 3 years for you to get the point, and I've had that happen, they'll laugh.
Yes.
And when they laugh, you can hear them.
Yeah.
Angel
laughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Angel song. Oh,
and they love to come in almost playing jokes on you to get you to lighten up. What they are not is your imagination. They are not your imagination,
yes,
because you're not in control of their actions. And with your imaginations, you do.
Yes.
But not when they're around.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And angels have been around since the beginning of time. I know that there are over 300 mentions of angels in the scriptures, and even Jesus talked about connecting with angels.
Well, I think when man was still running around on four legs, probably there were angels. Seriously. Well, you know, how with the apes, if we ever did
that.
You know. They kind of use their knuckles for paws.
And, oh, how funny.
Not what I suspect, since the creation we've had angels.
Yes, and yes. God to make sure we have messengers, divine messengers. We have our own connection,
yes.
Full connection with God, but then you know we've also got backup.
Yes, we do. Well, the guardian angels, I believe, bring us in when we're conceived because it's time. And then they take us over when it's time and not 1 minute before. Although I understand you can ask to stay a little longer when it's your hour to go. If you're waiting for somebody to come for the passing, you want to say goodbye, and they let you. Or once in a while, if you cry a little, I'd really like to see my first great-grandchild, and they'll let you stay that long. I think it works.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it does.
Whimper, whimper.
Yeah. We do a lot of that, whining and crying. Yeah.
Well, in my reading and understanding about angels, a lot of the saints and those associated with the church have had personal experiences with angels.
Oh, well.
And I mean, they even have a feast of the guardian angels in October for the Catholic Church.
No. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
No.
I'm not Catholic, but I know this.
Oh, okay.
So they celebrate the guardian angel. And, you know, this is something that they make sure is taught in not just Christianity, but Judaism and, connection of angels.
Yeah. I believe, of course, that everyone in this world, and I don't know how many billions of us there are, but I suspect there are more angels than people. Because I think some of the intelligent animals have angels, too.
Mm.
They come so fortuitously when we need them. And so many of them, the dogs and the cats and the horses and the horses. my daughter is a horse person.
Right.
She's a wonderful healer, and she ascribes some of this, to their angels. They show up as rescuers and have throughout time. Yeah. So, I think, again, there are more angels on this earth than there are human beings.
Well, it's been my understanding that every country, every city, every town, village, every family has its own guardian angel as well.
Oh, I believe.
That,
I've seen them.
You know, churches or religious institutions. Mm-hmm. Lilydale has its own angel that presides over it and helps, assists, and protects. And
was here before Lilydale was founded.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the Native Americans knew about the angel here at the lakes. And Sun Bear was here in, I think, 92 and told us about it, that the angels are strong. There are places all over the earth, I think, where the Earth's magnetic fields are very conducive to human growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure
mm-hmm.
there's an angel attendant. But I think if there's a blessing in the house, okay, that is sort of a religious altar where the families gather for prayer circles or where you go to pray, that sometimes you'll look up and, although I don't see that angels have wings, if you think they do, they'll show them for you. Okay. And a brown-winged angel. Sits on top of houses, I believe, to let you, and they stay.
A brown-winged angel.
Yeah, well, if you believe that they have wings, they'll show them to you.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I've heard that, that seraphim have six wings, and cherubim have four wings. All these wings. For special purposes?
I haven't seen them, although sacred objects appear around me a lot since I believed in angels. And, the eye of the tail on the peacock is called to be, is that a cherubim watching over? And I thought, that was nice. So, no, it's not just a Christian culture.
Right.
But it's true. It's my experience that I've been awakened to them, that they're everywhere. And they're conscious of us, though we may not be conscious of them. I think here, where I see maybe blue energies.
Third eye.
Yeah, that are moving faster than the speed of electricity in our human world. The next level up is, of course, the spiritual world. And I happen to believe we're spiritual beings having a physical experience here in study hall. That's what I call
study
it.
Hall.
We're the children of the Creator learning to be as creative as we can, because here there is time, because we're slower than the energies of spirit in heaven, which do touch in with us, actually during REM sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So Everybody has been touched by angels. Everybody has been touched by spirits.
Just like that old
TV show.
They don't
remember.
Touched by an angel.
Yes. Oh, I saw a replay of one of those, and I thought, am I going to talk about that show? No. So I hear them laughing now because they laughed at me then. But children are very conscious of angelic beings,
oh,
and they
yeah.
often see them as light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, if a child is having terror dreams, and I think that's because they're healers in the making, and they aren't their dreams they're having.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's through empathy. They're feeling somebody's pain.
Yeah.
And the angels show up as light. And the next thing you know, the teddy bear or the blanket, the child won't let go of it because they know. They transferred the angel's presence or the awareness of the angel.
The awareness and the security that
yeah,
that
Yeah, I think that's why, what's the cowboy who talks, the cartoon?
Woody?
Yeah.
From Toy Story?
Toy Story. I actually believe that's so popular because children have done that. They have put an angelic or a special presence over a toy or two. I think so. Well, you know how hard it is to break a child of an attachment to one of those, especially to the blankie. The blanket.
Yeah, the blankie.
Yeah. And they are aware, but they put it in human terms to themselves so they can
sure.
understand.
So what would be a wonderful way to connect with angels, with your guardian angel?
Oh, I just happened to have this book.
So the book is The Complete Idiot's Guide to Connecting with Your Angels.
Yes. You want a really definitive answer? Go on to Amazon.
So this is a book that Sherry
yeah.
Lee recommends
yeah.
for connecting with your angels mm-hmm. personally.
Mm-hmm.
And
I use it in classes.
And she's in classes. I know you're going to be teaching some angel classes.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, my daughter lives in the Milwaukee area, and she has, for years, been conducting classes on developing spiritualism and spiritual contact
mm-hmm.
and doing readings and doing healings.
Mm-hmm.
And her school is now the Consortium. And it's in Big Bend is the schoolroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm going there. She has Monday night evening classes because people work
mm-hmm.
and has for years.
Mm-hmm.
And the next three Mondays after this,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be doing classes on angels. And she has one of those on another subject, but we'll bring the angels in on it.
Ah. Yeah. So starting Monday, November 13th, what'd you say? You're going to be in Milwaukee
That's
teaching
right.
the classes.
That's right.
And so if they wanted to find out more about those classes, just in case anybody's on Facebook and knows somebody in Milwaukee area or
mm-hmm.
wants to know more about it, could they go onto your website and find information that way or at least
no,
contact you that
No, but they could
way?
Go on hers.
They can go on hers.
Yeah. I'll give you her email address, okay?
If they want to.
mladyrobin
mm-hmm.
at AOL.
Okay.
And they can find her through that.
If you're interested in attending Sherry Lee's classes,
mm-hmm.
and the way to connect with Sherry Lee is, of course, www.revsherrylee.com,
yes.
right?
All small case.
All small. So
yes.
Rev Sherry Lee.
No, that's at Gmail.
Oh, but that's your website that I was giving them. They want to find
no,
you.
That's still.
Oh, that's the email for
yeah.
the website.
Mm-hmm. The website is Rev Sherry Lee.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
And that's Gmail.
Yes.
Or, yeah. I'll go to Lilydale Assembly and look me
and
up
And you can
online.
Look her up that
Registered
way, too.
Registered medium, and you can click on.
Hi, guys. I'm
yeah.
seeing the hellos on Facebook. We love
okay.
we love seeing
okay.
you guys.
Okay.
You can
yeah.
do the likes and shares that way. And if any of you want to share a story about your connection
mm-hmm.
with an angel,
yeah.
you can certainly call in. The call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8188. And for those of you who are just joining us, our topic today is angels. We have Sherry Lee Calkins, who's a registered Lilydale medium. She's also known as the Angel Lady. So if you have a personal experience with an angel or you want to share that story or you have a question about angels, you're welcome to call into the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
And so how about you give us an example of a connection with angel you've personally experienced?
Okay. yes, I will. I hadn't had personal connection with my guardian angel,
okay,
although I had with my second husband gone to Asheville, North Carolina for a workshop being done on angels by the lady who worked at Findhorn.
Oh, Findhorn.
Which, for the uninitiated, was the first modern touch-in, other than the church, with angels being more than guardian angels. There are, I think, oversouls, if we would call it, for all the animals and all the birds and all the fish and all the plants. And after World War II, Great Britain is terribly torn. So above the Bay of Finn, they... the lady and a gentleman, and the lady was the one teaching. They founded a garden. They called it a victory garden. And it was very poor chalk soil with a lot of gravel. And they put seaweed on for fertilizer.
Right.
And said, we're going to have a garden here.
All right. And I think I read the story.
Yes, you did. Oh, there are books on
Facebook. Yes.
And she was weeding the peas, because the peas we have are sweet peas, you know, but no, they have peas that they make porridge of all over the British Isles. It's
sure.
It's one of their staples. And she was talking to them. She said, oh, I know it's hard for you here, but I expect you're going to be bountiful to us. Oh, I'm so glad you're here and helping us, because we need this food so badly.
Yes.
And she said, all of a sudden, when she was saying this to her plants, she heard a, huh? And she realized somebody was listening.
Yeah.
Okay. And she didn't know. But as she talked to them day after day, she realized that this was somebody who was surprised, because they were being paid attention to now.
And the plants were connecting and communicating with her.
It was the oversoul.
And the oversoul of the plants.
Like the archangel. I don't know about the hierarchy of angels, but every species of being has an oversoul that is like a guardian angel. And the plants began to grow. And when they produced fruit, it was beyond.
Quite abundant, as the story goes.
Yeah, they weren't putting anything on them but the seaweed.
Yeah, just a bunch of love and talking.
And finally, it made the newspapers, because reporters, always looking for a story or being invited, I'm not sure which, came. And she said in the book, the first book about Findhorn, they showed a wheelbarrow with a cabbage in it. And there was only one cabbage.
Massive.
And filled,
It looked like radioactive material. I've gotten in and mutinized this thing.
Well,
but it's an interesting story.
There's more about Findhorn, too. Yeah.
Sure, but let's focus
on
what personal experience have you had with an angel, though, yourself?
Oh, well, this was my introduction to angels.
Oh, okay.
Was this book.
The book you bought.
Yeah, it was the book about Findhorn. Okay. And To Hear the Angels Sing was the title of the book, folks. Allison, I can't think of her name, last name, but that was her first name. Okay. Then, years later, after that husband and I had separated, I was feeling lonely. All right. Now, it was a mutual agreement, but still I was feeling lonely and sorry for myself. And I'd get up in the morning and then remember I was alone, and I'd feel sorry for myself. And one morning as I was lying there crying, feeling sorry for myself, I heard, now, I'm familiar with spirits, right?
Yes.
I've been a medium since like 1970. And I looked, tears running, you know, not hat hair. No, this was bed hair. And I peeked up, and there growing out of the wall at the foot of my bed was an apple tree.
What?
Yep. Vision this is.
Yes.
Except I'm awake.
Clairvoyant.
Yeah, well, all right. And beneath it was a gentleman I'd say is about 22 years of age, with his feet stretched out in front of him, taking his ease against the trunk of the tree. And I looked at him. Now, he looked in the dress or costume of a Roman soldier. And I said, oh, I've got a soldier on leave here. Well, I thought, because I'd had spirit guides or visits from that long ago. And I thought, this is a spirit guide. And I looked at him. No, this was a hunk, I have to tell you. 22 years old.
Perfect time
long,
to show up.
Yeah. Long, yeah.
Feeling lonely.
And the covers, I pulled them down to look, and I pulled them back up when I got a good look at it.
Yeah.
And I knew I was a mess. Now, come on. Even a spirit. Well, I'm feeling, well, now I'm interested in something besides myself. So I thought, oh, my gosh, I look, oh, I'm an old lady. And I looked at him over the top of the covers, and I said, what can I do to look better? And he looked at me, and he said, smile. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, if this guy wants me to smile, even though I'm a wife going away.
And so you did.
Well, I tried. I tried one on, I tried another. When I got one that I thought really looked like a smile,
yeah.
I pulled the covers down, and I said, this? And he looked at me like any man looks at a woman who's getting dressed to go out with him. Any husband, you know, and he gave you that from the bottom up to the top look, and then he just nodded once and disappeared.
And you knew he was an angel because
No, not then I didn't.
Oh, you
5
didn't
days
know.
Later I knew.
Five
well, I said to him, what is your name? He said, Mike. 5 days later, we had started a church, and we were meeting in the basement of the Morris Pratt Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a gentleman with us who did Kirlian photography.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know at the time, but he had started 2 camps near Syracuse, I think. It was a big city anyway.
Sure.
Outdoor camps that met in the summer because there weren't where these children lived, the concrete jungle. Okay. And these children were dying of cancer.
Mm.
So he wanted them to be where there was no concrete. Those last few weeks or months, he wanted them to have a place to come. There were 2 of these institutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he was speaking, and I looked over, and here's Mike in the middle of the church building, floating in the air.
Uh-huh.
And as I watched, now, I guess on horseback, you don't leave your sword banging against the horse's side. So you put it in like people carry arrows.
The quiver for the angel.
You reach over and pull out.
Yes,
okay.
The quiver of
so
angels.
So he reached over and put it up at a 45-degree angle, folks. And a beam of light came down from I don't know where, and it hit the tip of the sword, and it began filling the sword, and then it filled his hand to here.
Light.
And he reversed the sword and plunged it into the earth. And the earth began to sing.
Mm.
And I could hear, because I don't hear sound,
mm-hmm.
but I heard this music.
Right.
And I figured later it was because of Stan Kentz, who
right.
was the preacher that day,
right.
and that ground was consecrated. Well, so was the Morris Pratt.
Yes.
Okay.
Holy
and
ground.
I looked at him and I said, you told me your name was Mike. You didn't say it was Michael.
Like the archangel Michael.
With the sword guarding the valley of the Garden of Eden.
There are 7 archangels that are considered part of the
Well,
seraphim.
If you buy the deck of angel cards, you'll find out. But I don't pay any attention. I'm sorry.
You just pay attention to Mike when he shows up, right?
Yeah. And it was nice to know. And I knew it was an angel because of the music, and I mean, you just knew this was an angel. I didn't when I'd seen him 5 days before, but in church, I knew. No wings, just floating in the middle of the air. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Angels have a different, I just want to say, for me, angels mm-hmm. have a different vibrational frequency, mm-hmm. and because I'm a feeler, I can mm-hmm. discern the difference mm-hmm. between them, between what my energy feels like, what a person who's embodied mm-hmm. feels like, a person who has passed over, and then also angels. Completely different vibrational frequency associated with them. So for me, I don't get confused. I've worked that out over the years pretty quickly, how to feel and discern
so
the difference.
I, very quickly.
Yeah. And I know personally I've had connections with angels. I've had connection with my guardian angel since I was a child, felt mm-hmm. my guardian angel very strongly.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a car accident in my early 20s, mm-hmm. and I heard my angel say, slow down, slow down. And I was going a little fast on a winter road, and I hit black ice. And country road. And I hit the black ice, and I spun around backwards through the other side of the road's ditch into a field, and I could feel the angel presence with me so strong mm-hmm. I knew I was going to be okay. And I was overall, and I was very grateful, but I could feel the angels staying with me during that time. I felt an immense calm come over me that you know, most people when they're going through something that like that would be screaming their heads off. They would be in such shock and terror. But the angels assisted me, so I was calm, and I didn't give over to that panic and to that fear. So I was really grateful for angels. Mm-hmm. I've also had parking lot angels help me. when I'm in the parking lot, I said, "Parking lot angel, please help me." And all of a sudden, in a crowded parking lot, there will be a spot that
parking
opens just for me.
Stephen did that.
Oh, aren't they awesome?
There was a parking spot. If there wasn't, he said, "I'd come too soon." He'd drive around the block.
Drive around, and there would be.
But he did drag racing in Florida.
Oh.
So I'm sure he was familiar with his angel long before I.
Yeah, you need an angel if you're going to be doing racing.
I think that awareness is one of the reasons we got together, was to make me aware. Because I knew Spirit had plans for me and the workshop program here in Lillard. I knew that.
Yes.
I got up one morning, you talk about angels, when I was with my mother in Pennsylvania, and I was visiting her for the summer because my husband at the time was going to a college nearby for his master's, all right? And I just got up one morning and looked at my mother, and I said, "We're going to Lilydale today to buy a house." And she said, "We are."
Some people, they just get that call.
Oh, no, I had a hand on the back of my neck. You know? Oh, you do sometimes.
Yes,
they want
do.
You to do something. And she said, but she knew me from a little child when I'd seen auras and the whole thing. So
yes.
She sat with me when I did my first mediumship without knowing what I was doing.
I should mention that Sherry Lee is a longtime spiritualist, multi-generational.
Five
generations of spiritualist people. My four-year-old loves to show me what five looks like.
Both sides of the family, because my mother and father met here, and my dad went to school in the school.
Oh my goodness!
Anyway.
It could have been an arranged marriage for your parents. If
I'm not going into that one. But yes.
To get that,
yes,
you know,
yes,
the
yes,
dynasty
yes.
of spiritualism.
Oh yes, I knew what they were doing. And knew it beforehand.
Oh, wow. Well.
Anyway, so I said to my, and she, you know, she'd seen me doing things all my life. So she said, "All right." She said, but your children, my younger sister, who's quite a bit younger than I am, agreed to babysit. So we got in the car and came to Lilydale. Now, you wanted an angel story.
I sure do.
Okay. So she said, "What house?" "I don't know, but we're going." Yes, I'm with Josie. She knew me. I have a bronze tree. And so we came to Lilydale, and she said, "What shall we do?" I said, "What do you want to do?" She said, "Well, I like to have coffee made outside. Let's go to the picnic shelter," because she'd been coming to Lilydale since she was an infant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the gas wasn't on there. They at that time, they had a gas grill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she said, "Well, let's go to Inspiration Stump." Okay, so we went to Inspiration Stump, left the car parked at the picnic shelter, and walked to the stump. And sat there in the quiet for a few moments. And she said, "Are you getting anything?" I said, "No." So we exited the stump. And as we exit from the forest to the roads in Lilydale, we come to where South Street comes directly, meets East Street. It's a right angle.
Yes,
and
it
she
is.
Said, "Which way shall we go?" And I said, "South Street is closer. Let's walk down there."
Yeah.
Now, this is like a block, right? Halfway down, because it's downhill there. A lady came out of the street, out of the house at the bottom of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And she just noticed us standing halfway there. And she looked up and she waved at my mother. She said, you, Ruth Stranahan, is that you? Well, when they were children or young people, my aunt had been dating her only chick, her son, Robbie, I guess
mm-hmm.
it was. And so they got together and were talking down there. The lady turned and looked at my mother. This is a medium.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Oh, you've come here today to see a house, haven't you? Look at this one." And that was the one where she was renting and staying.
Ah.
That it, the deal went so smoothly. Everything
Feel
was just
the deal, people.
All feel the deal. And yes, we were guided probably
by
the
angel
living on the point of the house.
Yes, because as I mentioned before, there are angels that protect families, that protect spaces,
mm-hmm.
churches,
absolutely.
Religious institutions,
mm-hmm.
and they do their best to
mm-hmm.
enlighten us. Now, one of the rules, I should mention this with angels, is they can't infringe upon our free will.
Absolutely not.
And it's like, oh, sometimes. I just wish they could with certain people. If you can't talk to someone's conscious self, sometimes you can talk with their angels.
Well,
and that can be very effective.
Well, I'm sure the first intimation that it was an angel was that my mother didn't argue.
Yeah.
Didn't say, what are we going to do? How is this going to happen? She listened.
Yeah.
And listened again. And then, well, she got her reward.
Yes, she did. And anyway, when you follow those intuitive leads, you're in the flow of God's will, and that's very helpful.
Yes.
So with the angels, they're here. They're doing all they can to help humans as much as they can. And they can't go against man's free will.
That's right.
If a person wants angel help, then you have to strive to do what is right. And that means taking care of yourself and trying to be safe in difficult circumstances and doing your part. It's even a part of our healing prayer that we do through church.
Oh, yes.
You must do your part. Angels don't do it all. But there are amazing miracles that angels have assisted in, brought forth. And they talk about that in the Bible, but I know there are people who have felt that. And I remember reading, especially there was Father Eugenio Ferrarotti, I had to write it down, of Genoa, and he made contact with his guardian angel through automatic writing, which is wonderful. Now, automatic writing is when you feel the guidance of spirit directing your hand and directing the words onto the paper. And so when he was asked whether the existence of guardian angels is the official teaching of the Catholic Church, he answered, of course, it's an element of faith. There, and he said that there were 300 mentions of angels in the scriptures. Jesus himself speaks of them. He also stated that angels are a gift from God, and they are given at the moment that the soul issues from God, as Sherry Lee said. And they remain at that person's side until after death. Yes, there are angels around us, he said. They enlighten us, protect us, defend us, and on our return journey to the Heavenly Father, assist us.
And stay.
And they stay. And they
there
stay.
There too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's a very special connection that you can... I see on Facebook someone else bought a house, sight unseen, on the faith and guidance of their angels and guides in 2002. And she was originally from Illinois, moved to northern Arizona 15 years ago. We never visited the house until we got the keys after the closing. Wow! That's pretty cool.
I'm not the least.
Under the guidance of angels.
Yes.
There's that lovely song.
Yeah.
From the song.
Oh, by the way, Mother and I bought the house in... 1982. No, 62. Sorry about that.
62.
Yeah, 82 is when we began the workshop programs with the angels.
Yes, I should say Sherry Lee has been really instrumental in the behind the scenes of Lilydale. You were the post.
Not so behind the scenes.
Well, not so. She came
sometimes
out from that.
Yes, yes.
But you
yes
were the postmistress of the Lilydale post office.
I worked
office
in the post office
for,
in Lilydale for 5 years as a clerk and for 23 years as the postmaster.
Wow. Okay, and then you really were instrumental in getting a workshop program here in Lilydale because there was not a workshop program until you started with your group.
There was no teaching about spiritualism or mediumship in Lilydale as such.
Mm-hmm.
There was in the Morris Pratt Institute for maybe a week or two or three that you could take classes through a church here, the church here.
Right.
But
there was a summer program with workshops.
And it was because we had to move the church from the Morris Pratt to a bigger building quite soon.
Mm-hmm.
So they might have had 24 people.
Yeah.
And wonderful teachers, really.
Yeah.
One of them, my mother came to here every summer, was Richard Bach. You know, that's Jonathan Livingston's uncle.
He was here.
And that's one reason Mother was anxious to go ahead. She was teaching school at the time and go ahead and buy a property in Lilydale. And I can only say to you, she must have known about angels. She was pretty close to being one, really.
Yeah.
But you do meet people whose guardians and who work with angels, personal angels.
Yes.
Not necessarily guardian angels, but angels of the moment.
Angels of the moment. Because sometimes you need certain angels to show up in your life that Yeah. You don't need an ongoing basis. I know that sometimes I'll ask the angel of truth to help me with discernment in a certain moment. I'll say, angel of truth, help me with discernment now, and clarity comes so strongly in those moments.
That's
when I
interesting.
Ask for
I do that with all my readings. I did that when I started out with a
very
because
cool.
I didn't start out drawing.
Yes.
No. Auras.
Shirley is a spirit artist. And she does it in a different style from my mother or Joshio or my mother Bonnie White and Joshio do it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have almost like a automatic drawing or inspirational drawing.
Yes, it is, and it's with the colors of the aura because since I was 6 years old, I've seen auras, energies,
mm-hmm.
energy fields with people,
right.
Which wasn't surprising.
And your angels work with you. Your spirit guides are different.
No,
spirit guides
the
are different from angels.
Bring too. The people to Lilydale to have them have readings.
The sisters.
Yeah, they are assisted coming and going.
Yeah.
I worked at the post office when the Lilydale was, the summer season wasn't there yet.
Right.
Well, the summer season.
The workshop program.
Yeah, okay. But people would come to a screeching halt in the winter, you know. The post office is the first office, first building you see coming in the gates. And they'd come in, and they'd find a live person behind the desk.
Yes.
Yeah. And they'd say, where can I go to get a good reading? And I said to them, well, I couldn't pick out one or two people out of how many there were.
Sure.
So I said, well, your angels got you this far. They'll take you the rest of the way. Just drive up and down the streets, and when you see an open sign, that's yours.
Yeah, and I feel like our soul directs us. In many ways, if we allow it to, and if we ask the angels to come in. Some people are asking about their angel's name. I have to say, some people may disagree with me on this. It's not important what their name is. It's more important that you know how they're working with you. Some people get very wrapped up in the trappings of a name or what someone looks like.
Yeah, well,
and it's really important that you foster more of the connection of how they're working with you.
Yeah, that's how I saw.
Because I can see the questions.
Yeah,
that's
how I saw Mike.
That's how you
first
saw Mike.
Time. Yeah, and that's not how he comes now. Because they put on people costumes to show up to us so that they don't awe us to the point of falling flat on our faces. No, they're a part of God.
Yes,
and there is that essence about them. So in order not to frighten us so that we can establish a real connection, they show up as real people,
yeah.
folks.
Yes.
And this gentleman from nowhere with a pickup truck and a hauling mechanism in the bed of the truck
mm-hmm.
comes to you at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're stuck in a ditch, it's snowing, there's no traffic, you've run out of gas, you're going to freeze. All of a sudden, this truck shows up. That happened to Robin.
Mm,
and said, hey, you didn't expect to see an angel tonight, and pulls you out of the ditch.
Yeah,
okay?
Well,
all right? Tell you what, the angel is both the truck, the equipment, and the driver.
Oh.
See, they can assume whatever guise you will be comfortable with.
Yes, this is true. They will assist in those moments. One of my favorite Christmas Eve movies is It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart,
and
he has the angel that really helps him to see how beautiful his life really is. Sometimes we have to have those awakenings. Helping us in our lives to recognize that even though it may seem like a dark night of the soul, we really have angels that care about us.
Always.
And so that's a lovely movie if you've never seen it. It's I love black and white movies. And it's A Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart. And we're going to talk more about angels and guides in my Christmas show. So December 20th, tune in on that day because I'm going to have a special guest. And we're going to talk about angels that show up around Christmas time and the importance of that, too, just to kind of get you guys whet the appetite of more angels in your life because that's necessary.
But it is necessary, I think, for everyone to know this is true.
Yeah.
We are loved beyond anything we've ever experienced or could even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say to you that if you don't know your angel's name, ask. Probably in meditation, maybe 15 minutes before you go to sleep. If you want to connect with your angels, during sleep is one of the big ways. That's REM sleep where you have visions because you actually visit your own higher self.
Mm-hmm.
That, or you wouldn't. If you didn't have REM sleep, and connect here, and pull in the energies from heaven that we require as moving energies and depleted and then sleep and stock up again.
Yes.
If you didn't go there, you would very quickly die. Mm. You need REM sleep.
That's true.
And I'm going to say we need that connection, that we recognize that we're spiritual energy having a physical existence,
yes,
to study through cause and effect. Creativity. We're here. You've created yourself, just
yes,
as you are.
Law of creative reality. Yes. It's one of the spiritual natural laws.
Yeah, it is. But as far as it goes, you're never without your angel. All right.
Yeah.
And when they begin with you, you see them as I saw Michael. As
yeah,
a real Mike. That was a human concept.
Sure.
And then Michael in church, still a human concept. But I'd been saved in traffic twice before I had any intimation that Michael...
You've ended up on the other side of trucks?
No, that wasn't me.
James Buchanan.
Jim Buchanan, mm-hmm, and what's her name? Anyway.
They
were
a lot
driving
in traffic.
And they said, and I was being put in... That house, it's Patricia Strenahan's now,
sure,
was being put by Elaine Thomas into my first hypnotic session.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I heard a wham on the wall, and I woke up.
Oh.
And she's staring at me. And it seems that while James and the woman who owned the house and who invited us in to use that room,
yes,
were traveling in traffic, they were confronted with a truck on this side and a truck coming this way, and the truck coming this way was going to hit them, and there wasn't anything but that. So they did what I did, and then they just threw their hands up and went like this.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah. And that's, I think, when I got waked up like slam.
Yeah.
Okay, because they found themselves on the other side of the trucks going the direction they were pointed.
And
that happened.
That's a miracle. That's absolutely a miracle.
Yeah,
I see here on Facebook, someone says, I was in an accident when I was young, lost a month of my life that I have no memory of. The only memory of that time is when I was in an ambulance holding my mom's hand, asking if this was real, and driving into a light through a tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, I guess she was in a coma and
mm-hmm,
had to relearn to walk. And
yep,
and the angels were very present with her during that time.
Yes,
that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that story. We really do appreciate it.
Well, Elaine looked at me at the time, and in amazement, she said, I never saw anybody come up so fast out of hypnosis like that. Then we found out.
Then you found out what had happened.
That was the moment of the accident.
Sometimes we do feel connections with people during intense times, or it's a recognition of our soul and being in connection and in
giving
communication.
Giving energy, giving healing energy.
And support.
I do that too, just the hands-on healing. We all do, everybody
does. Yes,
we
do.
And we don't know sometimes, but it doesn't matter, especially when you're sleeping.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, because you'll be there to give your help.
I know we just have a couple minutes, literally just like 2 minutes left for the show.
Okay.
I do want to tell people, our next show is, of course, Wednesday's Willa, Wednesday, November 15th at 10 a.m., same channel, same time. My special guest next week will be Gretchen Clark, who is the registered Lily Dale medium and also the lovely Sherry Lee's sister. So you get to see more of a spiritualist dynasty family. That's what I'm labeling it today. But we're going to be talking about multi-generational spiritualists.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other radio shows in the Lilydale Radio family. We have Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, Colleen Vanderzijn doing Embracing Your Essence. Wednesdays at 8 p.m. with John White, which is Journey of Light. No relation, John White. Friday, 10 a.m. with Celeste Elliott. And you know what I totally forgot to mention? I really wanted to. I know you don't mind me mentioning this. We believe that Sherry Lee is currently the oldest Lily Dale registered medium.
You told.
Doesn't she look great?
You
people?
Told.
I did.
No, she let me know she was going to say.
Yes. I think that's amazing. Because you've been a medium for so many years, and you're still going, and still going strong. Great.
Yes, thank you.
You may have to do a class on how to maintain. I've already been a registered medium for, I think it's 15 years now, and it goes by fast, but I hope that when I'm your age that I can be as delightful and with it as you are.
Thank you.
I really
I
appreciate
help.
It. Yes, angels help
along
the way as well.
Thank
I really appreciate having you as a guest on my show today.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Thank
wonderful
you.
To talk
it
about
was
angels.
It's wonderful to be here, and I love to talk about them.
I know. It can be addicting. So as I said, the show is winding down. We're going to do the music real soon. But thank you, everybody, who's been sharing on Facebook their angel stories. And thank you for tuning in today. I'm going to do a little bit of letting you know that next week, as I said, Gretchen Clark will be here. Look for posts on my Facebook site, and I'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone.